Sweetest friends, this year should be a schus for the pure neshama of Elisha Chanina, Bas Yedid Nafshi Harav Aaron Avram, and we are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Ein Haya. We are now going to learn a Gemara, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, very practical for today. Today we live in a world where unfortunately there is so much nivel peh, there is so much foul language, so it's kedai to learn the Gemaras that relate to this sin. Be'avon nivlus peh, for the sin of speaking foul language, tsaras rabos, xeris koshes, mischachos, calamities increase, and harsh decrees originate against the Yidden. Uvachure soni Yisrael mason, the young men of the enemies of Israel. This obviously is a euphemism. It says soni Yisrael, it really means the opposite. Mason, that Jewish people chas v'shalom die. Yisom of amanas sokim ve'enanan, and orphans and widows cry, they're not answered. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Al Kain, Al Bachur of Lo Yismach Hashem. Therefore, over his youth, Hashem won't rejoice. As Yisoma v'Esalmanos of Lo Yirachim, and his orphans and his widows, he won't have mercy. Ki Kulo Chanef Umeira, for all of them are hypocrites and evildoers. V'Chol Pe Dover Nevala, and every mouth speaks obscene language. V'Cholzus Lo Shav Apo, despite all this, his anger is not turned away. V'Odiado Netuya, and his hand is still outstretched. So the words over the youth, Hashem won't rejoice, refers to the death of young men and evil decrees, harsh decrees, and it also talks about the orphans and the widows. And then in this context of talking about the over his youth, Hashem won't rejoice, because that's when they die, in their context it also talks about Yisom and Almanas, and it also talks about B'chol Ped Dover Nevala. So you see that this Nivel Peh, obscene language, causes these terrible, terrible tragedies. B'chol Zos L'Shav Apo Mimenu V'od Yadu Netuya, his anger won't be turned away, his hand will be outstretched. Ma'i V'od Yadu Netuya, what does it mean? His hand will be still outstretched. Arav Chanan Barova, Hakol Yodin Kala Lam Nechassal Lechupa, everyone knows why a girl goes to the chuppah. Everybody knows what's going to happen after the wedding. She's been waiting for a long time, and it's on people's minds. And call him a nabil piv, but if anybody perverts his speech and talks about it, okay, you know what's going to happen. It's written in Shulchan Aruch, it's written in the Gemara, so everyone knows what's going to happen. But if you talk about it, even if the heavenly court sealed a favorable decree of 70 years, they're going to reverse it and put in its place a decree for something evil. So that's what it means. Va'od nado yetuya. Rashi explains. Lashon ve'ed kol shnosu shel adam shein ayin shana yad adin etuya lav levatos chiyosav b'avon zeh, all of his years, forever, all of his 70 years, the God's hand is stretched out to be mevatel his chiyos. So we see it's a very, very grave sin, this nivel peh. Chas v'shalom, somebody should commit it. Omer Rav ha'adam Murkav minitiyot tiviyot vinitiyot bechiriyot. Man is composed of natural inclinations and chosen inclinations. B'shtehenu mekusharim kol kochot ha'teva v'hamitziyot. With both of them, he's connected to all the powers of nature and reality. This is Reish Lamed Beis in the Osios of the Sefer. K'shemistakelet ha'nefesh ha'enoshit על כללות השלשלת הגדולה של כל המעשים וכל הנטיות שבקרבו פנימה. When the soul, human soul, looks at all of the chain of all of the deeds and all of the inclinations within him, על יחוסם זה לזה ועל הכלל כולו, and their relationship to each other and the entire community, אז ימצא שהכל יפה וטהור, הכל נעלה ומרומם. He'll see that everything is pure, good, nice, elevated. אף על פי שבפרטם של הנטיות והכוחות ימצאו גם כן כאלו שהנפש היפה סולדת מהם בהם, ומוצא בעל הדעה נקייה בהם איזה כיעור ושפלות. Even though in the details sometimes a person finds things that a gentle soul, sensitive soul, is disgusted by, ומוצא בעל הדעה נקייה בהם איזה כיעור ושפלות, in a person who has pure knowledge find something ugly and disgusting, מקום קום גלוי וידוע שאין השקפה פרטית השקפה אמיתית, כי אם לפי אותה תמצית העולה מהשקפת האמת הכללית הסוקרת הכל בסקירה אחת. We know that the pratim aren't so important as much as the klal. In the klal, things are good. In the klal, things are pure. In the details, we all know that we have inclinations that aren't so pure.
כשהרגשות הפנימיים של האדם מתפרצים לצאת החוצה כלפי החברה הכללית בסיועה של הסביבה הקרובה מתפעלת על ידי הדיבור,
when the inner feelings of a person burst out towards the general society with the help of his close people around him, that is affected and moved by speech,
צריך הפה להיות מכשיר את הציורים כלפי הצד היותר אמיתי ויותר מעולה שלהם.
What speech has to do is it has to bring out the good in man, שהוא כלפי המטרה יותר כללית ויותר רמימה, ששם כל הנחלי מים מתכנסים ומעלה כל מתבטא נקים עלי חן וטהרה. So we have to go towards what's the general thrust of creation and of our purpose and of life, and speak pure things, because that's what life is. Life is about getting to a place of goodness and purity and holiness, because ultimately in the big scheme of things we're not Christians that we look at man and we say man is born sinful and we're all doomed to hell. That's where we're not doomed to hell, and we're not born sinful. We're born naked, crying, and with saliva coming out of our mouth. That's what we're born. We didn't do anything wrong. That's our nature. And then over time, we all know we have less pure inclinations, more pure inclinations. We have good, evil. But that's in the prat, in the klal, creation's good, and it's leading to a good place. And what's very powerful, what's very effective, is speech. Speech has to lead people to that good place.
אז כשמאורות של החיים אותם המורים בייחוד את כוח הדיבור מצד חידושם הם מוכים כסדרם בשלוותם ונימות ייחוסם הם מוסיפים פרי להפה אנושי.
So when life goes as planned, that all these new things that happen in life, there's always news. Every day there's another newspaper. And that's more of the כוח הדיבור. So you can speak, and you can speak in nice ways.
ותוספת הדיבורים מרחבת את החיים עוד יותר באושר ציורים בגוון האמת והכללות.
So speech can really enhance life with its wealth of color and truth and purpose, ultimate purpose. That's what speech can do. Speech can really enhance life.
וקישור טוב מביא טובה עד שמורות הטבעיים הולכים גם הם מתאימים להרחבת החיים והשארת הדיבור הם מביא טובה לעולם.
And good brings good, and natural events go in such a way that expand life, and the enriching of speech brings good to the world.
וכן המורות של הנטייה החברותית היא לעולם מתאימה לטובת כל פרט ומכוונת גם כן לטובת הכלל.
And also the events of social inclinations is good for the individual, it's also good for the community.
כדי שצעד החידוש המחויב להיות בחיים ימצא את עצמו מוכן להרחיב את כוח הדיבור שבאדם על כל החיזיונות שבחברה ובטבע.
In order that the צעד החידוש, the new things in life that have to be, will find himself prepared to expand the power of speech in a person on all of the expressions in nature and in society. So the more it's good you speak, that purifies thoughts, that elevates deeds. Again, speech has a very, very powerful effect on people.
התקופה שבאדם שימלא אז ססון החיים היא תקופת הבחרות.
Period in a person's life that's filled with strength, it's filled with the joy of life, that's being a young man, being a bocher. היא נשנת הרבה על אותו הצד היפה שבחיים, שבהם תעוז יד האדם להביא את כל הרגשות הצפונים בחובו, לידי קשר של תחייה. When a person is young, he wants to give expression to all of his internal emotions. הידי שהכללות העתיד של החיים עם כל ההלכות, ההלכות הרבות, המשולבות בתוכו מתייצב בציור הבחות בגוון בהיר וכללי, בני ששתי החיים עודו לפנה בכל הכיפו. When a person is young, he looks at life, he looks forward to things, says, wow, you know, I'm going to have a wife, and I'm going to have children, and a job, and I'm going to have chavrutzes, and I'm going to be a Talmud Chacham, I'm going to love my shul, and my rav, and my friends, it's going to be geschmack. Life is going to be geschmack. Wow. When you're young, you have these visions. So sometimes I'm already well past that stage. I'm closer to 50 than I am to 40. But you see that life doesn't always work out exactly as you had planned everything. Or I would say more accurately, not even close. But when you're 18, when you're 19, you look forward, you say, ooh. You know, the other day I was in shul, and I saw one of those parsha sheets, you know, in Eretz Yisrael and all the shuls in America also. Been there a couple of times. They have all these different parsha sheets, different groups, and different hashkafas. The common denominator is that it's something to do instead of davening. In any event, some of them say, don't read me during davening, Seder. So I saw this sheet. It was Shabbat B'Shabbato, which they actually recently stopped publishing, but it went for many, many years. This was like from 1992. And back then, today, you know, until recently, it was nice color laminated pages, pictures. Back then, it was very simple, you know, no fancy graphics. And I was thinking back, wow, you know, 1992. Like, where was I in life when I was during 1992? It was a different stage, and if I were to look forward, I wouldn't have guessed most of what happened. But when you're young, you're looking, you're there, it's 1992. I'm a young guy, I'm 20, 21 years old. Looking forward to life. I'm single, I'm filled with koach and excitement and strength, emotion. So that's Bachrus. על כן בהתאמת החזיונות וצירופם הכללי הכל מתעלה. בחיי הבחות נעשים עם העוז שבהם, ואם הנטייה לפיתוח הרגשה של היופי והעידון, כן אבן נזר בתוך כללות החיים, ומוסיפה יפאה אפילו לזקנה והשחרות, עטרת זקנים בני בנים. So, by fitting these visions, and putting them all together, everything is elevated. You're looking at life in such a excited way and bright way and looking forward, and then this youthful stage with all their strength, with this inclination to developing feelings of beauty, gentleness, it becomes like this beautiful stone, this diamond, this ruby in general life, and it adds splendor even to old age. Ateret ban azkenim, you know what the glory of the crown of the elders is? Bnei banim, their grandchildren. Pasuk b'mishlei. Yudzayin vav. Koach hadibur kishushomer tafkido karui lo, the power of speech, when it preserves its purpose that it's fitting to it. Poelet pulato haklalit l'romem et erach chayim v'et dakut ha'argasha. It activates, fulfills its general purpose to elevate the value of life and the subtlety of feeling. Al ken kol regesh mitorer letova. Therefore, all feeling is aroused for the good. Kol kuvdena shebachayim hi miyad smucha leezra. Every complaint of life, when things don't go your way, it's close to being helped. Ubiyot atziurim apnimiim, אותם שהם אפילו עלולים להשפיל את ערך החיים כשהם מתבודדים לעצמם, and those internal pictures, those that are liable to lower the value of life when they're alone, מתעלים כללותם, מתקדשים על ידי דיבור האהוב, הנימוסי והמקודש, נעשים החיים על ידי מיותר יקרים. Even things that aren't so geschmack, they're not so nice, but if you speak in the proper way, you can really elevate everything, you can make everything nice. You see, you know, when you relate to certain events, you can speak in a certain way and lower them and make them coarse and crude, and you can elevate them and make them pure and holy and nice and beautiful. And any vision that arouses anguish of a loss of life brings the heart to a hisorus, to an arousal of salvation and mercy. That's when speech is good. אבל כשהדיבור יהפך מתודתו הנשגבה לקדש את הציורים הפנימיים על ידי כללותם ועוד יפרידם גם מאותו הקישור הטבעי הנשקף לכל נפש אנושית הגונה when speech doesn't fulfill its purpose its sublime purpose to sanctify these internal visions and feelings and attitudes through their klolos, through looking at the general greater purpose of life and adarab, it separates them from its natural connection to the human soul and it accentuates the ugly, the disgusting, the dirty. Immediately when this machala is extended, expands to general society, אז אם תלך כסדרה ולא תשיג מועקה מתגרת לחת הסיבות הטבעיות המדכות את נפש האדם ומחצות אותה פנימה ומכריחות אותה להתאחד עם כל כוחותיה למלחמת קיומה. And it goes in its regular order. What's going to happen is תלך ותראה את החברה האנושית מטה מטה והדיבור הכלי יהפך למפלצת נוראת שכל נושא חדש שבחיים מעורר שיחה והרחבת פה יצורף להיות כלי משחית למוסר הפרטי למוסר החברה בכללה עד שכוח העוז והיופי כשהוא מתכנס יפיק את הזוהמה יותר נורא שבאנו People corrupt this power of speech then everything in life is just going to turn into something dirty and disgusting and all the beauty is going to be lost מצד התגלות של הרגשות היותר נמוכים כשהם בבדידותם וצורתם המכוערה because of the revelation of the lower feelings when they're in their narrow context and disgusting form על כן תהיה אז הבחרות התקופה יותר מזהמת את הכלל כולו in other words בחרות is it's filled with potential it's pregnant with potential and meaning So if it's used for the good and speeches, elevating life and bringing out what's holy, then that's Bachris, it's the best. But if the speech of Bachris brings out what's disgusting and ugly, then it's the worst. Because we know that Bachrim are, young men are at a stage in life where that part of them that's not so holy can also be accentuated, and that's obviously the biggest tragedy. ומת בני עלילות הדיבור הנמאס, כשהוא פועל כולו, כמו שהוא על הציורים והכוחות להרע ולהשחית מוכרחת ההרגשה להיות הולכת וכהה and because of the disgusting speech when it acts upon these pictures and kochos to do evil to corrupt a person and his attitudes and his abilities וכך את הרגשה להיות הולכת וכהה כדי שלא תרגיש בתו הקיור של הניבול לכל פרטיו הרעים so then the feeling has to be dulled in order that it shouldn't feel the ugliness of this corrupting of life of all the evil details of life החיים בעצמם מתייצבים בתור שפל and life itself stands in low form כאילו היו רק אסון נמשך מחפצים בזויים ומכוערים של האדם על כן לא יוכל הלב קל להגיד שהצער ולבון של הומללים הנתקים מסיבות ההפסד של החיים in other words since things became so low then what's going to happen is people just aren't going to feel because it's so disgusting so you just dull yourself to this even the tsar and elbon even the suffering of others Alkein. Now we get to the Gemara. Be'avo nivlut peh. Because of obscene speech. Tzarot rabot. What are tzarot rabot? Many tzaros. Tiviot. So that's natural tzaros. V'gzerot kashot. Chavrutiyot. And terrible decrees which are social. מתחדשות. They're going to become new. והיו הרעות הללו תוכן לשיחה בהכרח. And people are going to talk about it. למען היחלש את כוח הקיור של השיחה המכוערה עומדת להתבצבץ מהלב ונשחת אשר לאדם. In order to weaken the power of the ugliness, of the disgusting speech that creeps out from the corrupted heart that is in man. In other words, until now when someone speaks about life and what's going on, so they use their pure speech and they elevate it. But if people are speaking nevel peh, then God has to stop that somehow. So how's he going to do it? If I'm reading Rav Kook right, what he's going to do is he's going to bring these tzaras, these gzeres kashas, and then that's what people are going to talk about. And in this way, it weakens the power of evil of this disgusting speech, because now people aren't talking about disgusting speech anymore. They're talking about these tragedies. So that's how God sort of dulls our feelings of this, of the nivel, because he is meisiach our das to other things, and this way he stops us from talking about these disgusting things that until now people were talking about, and then we move on to these tzaras. והברכות מתנבלת כל כך עד שרפואת החברה מוכרחת להיות במהומתה ומיותה. And this youthfulness becomes so disgusting until the healing of society must be with its mahuma, with its big balagan. In other words, there has to be a mahuma to society. That's the refuah. Umiyuta, and it's diminishing. V'yitomim v'amanot so'akim v'einam na'anim. And the orphans and widows cry, nobody answers. Ki kavdal zin mitpael b'kol tziyul. V'chaim avdu et chinam. V'tromamut erkam. Because the ear is too heavy to be misspoiled, to be affected from any picture, and life lost its charm and its exalted level. Because of the breaking out of all of the individual disgustingness, without any kesher, without any derech to be elevated within man, only then man will be healed. להתגדר פרטים של איזה ציורים כשהם לעצמם שהם הביאו עד הדיות התחתונה של שריפות מוסרית וחומרית, הם עם כל זה מוגדים עם כלות החיים שלו והם פועלים ברעתם לא בתור מקרים עוברים, כי הם בתור קווים המקיפים ומבריחים את שדרת החיים מן הקצה על הקצה. אז יזכיר כמה נועל הוא בהשפלתו היומה וזוהמו את הכוח המאחד ומקדש את כל קרב ובחליות. על כן אין אורות עוברות בשטף, כי אם בכל זאת לא שווה פה ועוד ידו נטויה. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that man is going to see where his nevel peh brought him to. And it's not something that's just going to pass. It's going to be there. His hand is still outstretched. And his anger hasn't turned away. Now we understand, again we go back to the Gemara after we read this whole long essay. Bavon nivlut peh. Because of nivl peh, tzarot rabot v'gzerot kashot mitchadshot. it's going to be a lot of tsaris and a lot of gzeiros ros, a lot of natural disasters and a lot of gzeiros in the society. And they're going to be mitchadesh, because until now people were talking about what's chadash in a crude way, in an obscene way, and now instead they're going to be talking about these tsaris that came about because of this nivel peh. Instead of people talking about nivel peh, they'll realize the erring of their ways. And then Bachure Son Yisrael Mesim, it's those people, it's those Bachure Yisrael, because they're the ones, they have all their kochos, they're supposed to bring out the good in life. They have all the power. You go to a wedding, who's the guy dancing the most? It's the young guys. The young guys are supposed to bring out the good, but since they accentuated the evil, so then they have to go. And then people won't, the effect of this Dibur Ro will now be weakened, because they're going to see that, look at what it did, look at the destruction that it brought. So they're not going to be talking about Dibur Ra, they'll be busy talking about these tsaris, and also they're going to see what the tsaris brought to them. They're going to see how these tsaris brought this death, and therefore it's not going to be mashpi on them as much anymore, because they're going to realize that it wasn't worth it to speak in such a way. Because look, Bachur Yisrael Yisrael are dying. And the only way to cure society is Yisom Amanos Tzoakim Veinam Nanim. The widows and orphans are going to cry, and they're not going to be answered. Life lost its value, so we have to restore that. How do we restore it? By this very, very harsh punishment. And they'll see that their speech affects life. It's not just they spoke and that's the end of it. It causes Bachur Yisrael to die, and Amanas Tzokin and Yisom Tzokin Veinim Nanim. And it's not just something that's going to pass. Their speech has an effect on the world. So what speech is supposed to do, it's supposed to bring people together. And instead, society went down, and they're speaking evil things and crude things and obscene things. So therefore, society is going to self-destruct. People aren't going to listen to the Yisom and Almanas. And that's the Mida Keneged Mida, that the Nivel Peh made society self-destruct. Because good speech is supposed to elevate the world, supposed to give a good perspective on life, a positive perspective. And then the Nivel Peh gave it a negative perspective and brought out the evil. So that's the breakdown of society. Breakdown of society means that the Bachur Yisrael are responsible for this, because they're the ones with the most kochos and energy and power. They're Mesim, and someone else is talking about it on, they're not going to be answered. Breakdown of culture, of society. And this is not something that just passes by. That's what we have to realize. It stays. Lo shava po vod yodon etuya. The Gemara says, what does it mean, Rodna Dayatuya? Everyone knows why the Kali goes to the Chuppah, but if a person's Menavil Piv, even a Gzardin of 70 years turns into evil. Hachayim b'chlala mishtakfim b'le mistakel b'em b'tochnam ha'mitpanimi l'fi ha'chana nafshit shal kol echad ve'echad. Life in general is seen to those who look at it in their internal way according to the emotional preparation of every person. Adam shetromem lakir tamo v'kdusha shesh b'chem, a person who elevated himself to see what's light and holy in life, tziva teferet shel isha ma'ala malech chokhmah v'or chayim shel chesed v'ridifat tzedek, hachayim b'chol sifem omdim lefanav b'tor chizyon kadosh v'nedar. Person sees the light of life, the glory of life. He sees chesed, he sees tzedek. So life looks beautiful, holy. Until their spiritual splendor is the dominant force in love life. And even when there's specific things that aren't so good, he looks at the greater purpose. That's what we spoke about before. The details aren't always so nice, but it has a greater purpose. So you look at that, but somebody who's mashpil himself, he doesn't look at what's elevated about life. He just looks at what's dirty and disgusting. הכל יודעים כלל למה נכנסה לחופה וצד הציור שיוכל להיות נשפל בציור ידיעה זו מתרומם על ידי את קלטו בדיעה דינית ועליונה בכלל אהבת אברים בתולדותיהם. What are you supposed to do? A person supposed to see the kala? Say, wow, Doros Yisharim Vorachin, there's going to be beautiful, beautiful generations. This is so holy. Beis Yisrael is being built. We just had in the Torah. Yaakov says to Lavan, give me my wife, give me Rachel Shavav Oileh. Rashi says a few kal sheba kalim doesn't say such a thing. What does he mean? So the teretz is that Yaakov just meant to be mamad yud beis shvatim. That's Yaakov. Yaakov looked at life. Everything is holy. Yud beis shvatim. So the person notices the kala. That's what he should be thinking about. What's beautiful and elevated. Love of life. Thinking about the general purpose, the tu'udah klalit, of what's going on over here. Not the specific detail. Not the animalistic part of taivas. But what it's bringing to. And even the act itself can be something pure and holy. But when people are talking about it, they're not talking about it in a pure and holy way. He brings it to a place of animalism. Even if he's already been prepared for a good life filled with glory and pleasure, he violated the holiness of the general hashgafah. That's why even Gzeirah Tova of Shivim Shana is Nefach Alav L'Ra, because that's what he did to life. He took life and he turned it into something evil. So that's what's going to happen to him. He had a good decree. The Tova. And it's Hofech Alav L'Ra. Because he took this holy matrimony, this union of a man and a woman, and he turned it into something animalistic. He starts talking about the details, what they're doing, and that just makes all of life into something disgusting. That's the way people start looking at life. They're always looking for that angle of what's impure. And therefore, he too gets 70 years. Even if he has a Gzeirah Tova of 70 years, it gets Nefach L'Ra. And the Rav concludes with a pasuk from Mishlei, Eishes Chein Titmoch Kavod. That a woman of charm supports honor. In other words, when a woman has charm, she wants to keep that. She wants to support that honor, that she should continue doing things honorable. That's how a person is going to be happy. Only in the honor of life, in the glory of life, then man will be happy. So even if a person's already been prepared for a good life, but if he violates his speech, so he violated life. Because speech gives life its meaning. Events are neutral. But when we speak about them, we give them their meaning. We place our narrative about life, and that's the way people then view it. So how are you going to view this event? How are you going to view this marriage? Something pure and holy and good? Or something animalistic? If somebody takes life and violates it, then also him, he had a good decree, it gets violated. Like I said at the outset, we live in a time where there's so much nivelpen, newspapers, television, movies, social media. And this Gemara is so powerful, it tells us what the effects are. We understand from the Rav why. Because we're supposed to give a positive twist on events, a positive spin. And news. But if we turn it into something disgusting, then it has to be stopped. So it's the Bachur Yisrael who are responsible. They're the ones who have the power to really make life, show life in all of its beauty and glory and excitement. They're not cynical, they're young. But if not, that's the downfall of society. They have to die and Yisom and Amonos have to cry out and not be answered. And all the other Natuya, God's hand is still outstretched, because if somebody sees the holiness of life, he goes to the wedding, he says, this is so holy, Kedushin, it's holy. But if somebody goes to the wedding and everyone knows why, everyone knows what's going to happen, everyone knows what's on the Kala's mind, what's on the Chassan's mind. But a person talks about it and they transform something so holy into something so lewd and crude. Then Chas v'Shalom, what's supposed to be good for them is also transformed into something negative and evil. So we should be Zochim et Hashem to really guard our tongues and our ears from hearing Nivul Peh. Gemara also says, you're not allowed to hear. As the Gemara continues, Amir Hashem, hopefully we'll have a share on that as well. And we should be zochen. That's just the opposite, that the Bechor Yisrael should live in all of their power and glory, and Yisom and Amanos shouldn't be Yisom and Amanos, but people should be there for them if it does happen. And we should be zochen b'karv mamish to the Tower of Koach HaDibor. And really, that's the messianic vision as outlined by Tzfanya. Paragimel pasuk tet, ki az hafoch el amim safa brura, lekro kulam b'shem Hashem, l'avdo shchem echad. That everybody's going to have a clear speech to call out the name of God. It's the most beautiful speech, to serve Him together. Amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.